All right, I am glad that you're back with me. I mean it. I'm glad we're back together again. And we are celebrating our children. We're being motivated, inspired to help them thrive. All right. Now, joining us to help us be inspired to help them thrive is Miss Angelica Hale. She's going to be singing a bit for us. I want you to tell me, after you hear her, sing a bit. Tell me how old she is.
So I know something about you that this group doesn't know.
Yeah.
You're an awesome singer, and I understand you have a couple of songs prepared for us. Is that right? Ladies and gentlemen, Angelica Hale. Woo!
About it, ladies and gentlemen, have you figured out her age? At the time of this concert, this performance, Miss Angelica Hale was approximately 9 years old. I'll definitely be letting you hear some more of Miss Angelica Hale before the hour is out, but I wanted you to get a taste of that. That little girl could sing. And again, this was roughly a year and a half, 2 years ago. And at the time, like I said, she was about 9 years old. Did you hear the voice control? All that she was able to do with that voice? Man, amazing. Okay. More tips from Medical News Today as they share with us some ways that we can help our children who do have ADHD. We talked, for example, about the importance of keep working, the importance of making sure that we continue to work to modify behavior. We talked about the importance of finding specialist support when that's needed. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we will need help from the experts. The Creator has blessed us with experts so that when something is beyond what we're able to handle, We can take it to someone else who's trained to handle it and help us handle it. Take breaks. Don't spend the entire day focusing on your child's behavior, your child, him or herself. Even when the child does not have ADHD or any other challenging disorder, it can wear you out to be constantly thinking about that child, focusing on that child, focusing on the child, focusing on the child, focusing on the child. You get the message. So can you imagine how much harder it is on us if you do have a child who has ADHD or ADD, whatever it might be, and you're constantly focusing on this child, and this child has more energy, more going on in their lives than your other children. So take breaks. Those breaks will be important for you in keeping your energy built up, and not just your physical energy, but your emotional and mental energy as well. We also talked about how important it is that we remain calm, because that allows the brain to problem solve better and communicate better. Remaining calm. To give you an example, on the opposite end of that spectrum, instead of being very, very calm, very, very panicked, think about situations where something went wrong and people began to panic. Maybe it was something like the sinking of the Titanic, or maybe you were at a park, public park, at an open air concert that was going on for hours and hours and hours. Someone yelled, "Gun," or "Don't shoot," and people started running. And as they started running, people started panicking, people fell down, and rather than help the person up, people ran over, literally ran over the people who had fallen, because they were making sure they were getting to safety. They weren't thinking clearly. Yeah, so you don't want to get to the point where you're so burned out that your brain isn't working as effectively, as efficiently as it can be and should be. So remain calm. And remember, one of the ways that you can help yourself remain calm is by meditating regularly, sticking to a routine, walking in nature, or somewhere outdoors, but preferably somewhere in nature, and making sure that you reduce not only your alcohol consumption, but your caffeine consumption. You don't want to be a caffeine addict. Yes, too much of anything can really be bad for you. Okay, so that's where we left off. Now, what else can we do that can help us help our children who have ADHD thrive anyway? Well, we can remember that all children misbehave. It can be easy to think that all the challenging behavior that you see in your child who has ADHD is because of the ADHD. All the challenging behavior, all the misbehavior, all of the things that your child is doing that the child shouldn't be doing, the things that the child says that the child should not be saying. If that child has ADHD, it can be real easy to just lump everything under ADHD. That child is doing that. My child is doing that because of the ADHD. Not necessarily. Remember, your child is more than ADHD. Your child has ADHD, but your child is a child. And so your child is going to act like children act. All children misbehave sometimes. So learn which behaviors need managing as part of the ADHD problem and which ones are normal parts of growing up and simply need to be dealt with as normal part of growing up. That doesn't mean that you let the child off the hook for exhibiting misbehaviors that are just typical of children anyway. No. You have children who don't have ADHD. When they act up, you deal with it accordingly, appropriately. Same way with your child who has ADHD. Whether it's the behavior is attributable to the ADHD or just normal child behavior, misbehavior. If it is misbehavior, it's misbehavior. Figure out the best way to deal with it. Okay, what else can you do in helping your child thrive? One of the things that's important is to remember that we want to be taking care of ourselves as well as taking care of our children. So be kind to yourself. It can be tempting to imagine, for example, that everyone is coping better. But if a person speaks to other parents who have children with ADHD, they'll find that they're basically feeling pretty much the same way. All right, more on this in just a few. We're learning how to help our children with ADHD cope. And by the way, I want to remind you again, Angelica Hale is not a child with ADHD. She's just one of the great child performers who we're hearing from as we get inspired to discover our children's gifts and talents and help them develop those abilities.